I call to order the
Intriguing.
Otter Rock Water District monthly meeting on 5/12/2026 at 6:06 p.m. Lisa, here. Eileen?
Here.
Teresa?
Here.
Rod?
Here.
Eileen? Oh, I already said that. So all board members are present. We have Beth and Kevin from Vedantis, Sharon from Vedantis, Michael, community member, Patty. And the Mullins will probably be back. Next on the agenda is the approval of the board summary for the previous meetings. Did everyone get a chance to look at Kelly's wonderful summaries?
I did.
Do we
I
have
make a
any?
motion to approve it.
I'll second.
Lisa, yes. Eileen,
Yes.
Teresa,
Yes.
Rod.
Yes.
Motion passes. Next on the agenda is Northwest Net Highland, and he's not here.
No, I got a note from him saying that he's got some stomach flu and he wouldn't be able to make it.
Okay, so we're
I think
skipping
he
a
ate some of his own cooking.
Okay, we're skipping over him, and then Eileen with the treasurer and officer report.
Okay, I'll zip through it. Let's see, where general checking account, QuickBook register balance at the end of April was $65,807.11. For security balance was the same at $65,807.11. Total deposits last month were $16,142.42. Total withdraws $6,920.75. Community center total deposits zero. Total withdraws $335.94. QuickBook register balance $86.85. I'll try to get that closed out this month. Let's see, reserve fund, total deposits $373.42. No withdrawals. QuickBook register balance $113,954.23. System development fund, total deposits $325.53. QuickBook register balance and the other balance, $99,341.75. AR balance sheet, negative $10,529. QuickBook current assets, $268,644.76. And the AP balance, current liabilities, Business Oregon loan, $99,270. Accounts payables to approve, $114,414.76. Thank you, Kevin. Accounts payables to pay, $66,537.51. And then I kind of broke out Verdantis because we got kind of a batch of Verdantis invoices in, the FEMA invoices, and those are the ones that we'll have to cut a check for, is $47,877.25. Business Oregon outstanding invoices are $63,155.08. So the total Verdantis invoices are $111,032.33. Business Oregon, there was draw number three that's been submitted. I sent James an email and I CC'd you, Teresa, because I want to confirm he's the one that submitted
Yeah,
it.
and it's been submitted, Eileen.
Okay.
And it's been submitted. Now I saw submitted and reviewed. I don't know if that means okay, it's approved and we should see those funds yet, but the last I saw on that email thread was I had it open. Probably don't have it open. Here we go. Emily said this has been reviewed and processed.
And that was just last week, right?
Yes, that
Yeah.
was on May. That was Friday. So, yeah.
Was I on that?
No, you're not on that.
Okay, would you forward?
Of course.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
Okay, that's good. So that draw that was submitted to Business Oregon is for $29,726. So, anyways, hopefully we'll see that fairly soon. And then we got the first reimbursement from FEMA that was submitted by Tim.
Tim.
Yeah. So he submitted the request that he submitted was for $33,980, and the reimbursement came back through, it was $33,079. So there was a $900 discrepancy for one reason or another. I didn't really, we just got it.
Okay.
So I mean, I didn't look back through it and try to figure out why they were $900 short. It wasn't 10%, because that was my other thought, is are they going to deduct 10% each time? So
Right.
anyways, and that batch invoices went back to 2021.
Yeah.
So yeah. So anyways, it was really nice to see that 33,000 come in, because it'll cover these
The
payments that we have to
dentist
make.
ones.
Yeah.
Yes,
And
the
then
dentist.
Beth, maybe you and I could, I don't know what your schedule looks like, but I'm kind of hoping maybe we can sit together. We're going to have to do a supplemental budget on some of this stuff. So anyways, that's what I have, you guys, if you want to approve the invoices, and we'll move forward. Any questions?
I have one question. I did the totaling, and this is to Kevin. I totaled up the foundation engineering costs on those invoices, and they didn't come to the same amount that are in the amendment. Is there more to come in terms of those charges? Okay.
Yes, yeah, and yeah, we'll talk about that with the amendment. But
Okay.
yes, these are foundation's invoices to date, but we're still
Okay.
waiting for a report and a lot of some additional stuff from them. They've done all the field work, they've done a lot of that type of stuff, but we're waiting for reports and such. So there'll be other invoices that'll be coming.
Okay. Okay, we'll talk about it later then. All right, that was just like I'm like, okay, it makes sense because we don't have the official reports yet, and so there's work
Right.
to be done there.
And it's just like we're doing. I mean, we invoice along, they're invoicing along.
Sure. Okay. I make a motion that we accept Eileen's report and approve the current
Payments.
payments. Thank you.
I second.
We're like a team here.
Lisa,
He's
yes.
going to finish my sentences. Eileen.
Yes.
Teresa.
Yes.
Rod.
Yes.
Motion passes. Next on the agenda is Kevin.
So with that passing, Eileen, excuse me, if you wouldn't mind shooting us an email, that those have been approved, just kind of listing that, just bullets listed out what's been approved. So then we can prepare the subsequent disbursement request for Business Oregon, and then of course the FEMA request as well.
Sure.
And just for summary, and just kind of just to proof, and CC James, because James will be putting that together. But if you would please, that'd be
Sure.
just something real simple to get up.
Okay.
Okay, my turn.
Yes.
So last Friday, some of you attended a design meeting at our office, and I participated via video. Sounds like it was a very dynamic, actively involved review of our design, which was great. I think there are a lot of marching orders that have been given and a lot of things to be done. I want to tell Sherwin, appreciate him jumping in his first week, being a part of that meeting, and being here as well this evening to be a part of this. So unless there's any, are there any questions with that, the design, any lingering thoughts that might come from that, just to start off with that point? point.
Well, the only thing I'd like to do is just give both Eileen and Lisa just a high-level summary of the discussion because they weren't there. I did ask James to have the meeting transcribed. I don't know if you'll want to read that long
It's
document.
expensive.
I haven't received it yet. And I also sent you an email the agenda that we had, which was great. We ended up spending a lot of time initially with the general design criteria. So a lot of discussion about general design, my initial feedback to them. You both know Adam did such an amazing job of articulating what some of that design criteria should be. And so, I was hoping we could kind of like compare apples to apples. That didn't quite happen, and that's fine. I will say at a high level, 70% design review, maybe not. So, because the tank and all of that is not included. So, 70% design really was 70% of the distribution system, right? Not really 70% of the whole system.
And James was open about that.
Yes, yes. We had a good dialogue about that. So, my feedback of based on that is I want another meeting once we get tank issues resolved. I want another design review prior to 90%. So FYI, that's where we're at with the timeline of design kind of deal. You will see, so that, and then we had discussions about the piping. We've got emails going on around that. We requested that James would give us a high level analysis of cost for the C900 versus the HDPE. He's committed to do that by next Friday. So yay. And then we can make a decision down the road. We don't have to make that decision tonight on which way we go with pipe. You also have an email that Rod had some dialogue with Ferguson. So, we have a lot of good data to base our decision on. And the cost will be another piece of that to base our decision on. So that was a lot of dialogue we had on that as well. Not a ton, but some. And then you'll see at the very end of this agenda item, there is an updated timeline. Don't want you to get too excited about that because that was James doing the best he can with very limited information with that. And trying to give us some idea of what the timeline would look at like. So, we're still talking a couple months out before design would be complete. And that's still based on us getting the report we need from Foundation Engineering. James is meeting with Foundation Engineering this Friday. He will get their distribution summary then, but he won't have the summary findings for the tank yet, although he's going to have that dialogue with them Friday because I reiterated the expediency of this need. We thought, oh, 2028, no problem. And now I'm like, ah, 2028. So, we want to make sure Foundation Engineering is keenly aware of the time crunch we're under for getting moving forward. For getting going. The other there was one other point I wanted to make on all of that. It'll come back to me. Yeah, so that's basically where we landed, which was great. I think, it was good dialogue. Both Adam and Jim were there. It was wonderful to have that kind of support. Adam's got eons. I did not know, and I'm so just thrilled. We all know that Adam was associated with SDAO. Well, he's now vice president of SDAO. So, he's just super helpful and very agreeable to all of that. And I know we talked about potentially, did you ever find that dollar amount
$1.
for Jim and Adam?
2000.
Okay. So we had a already approved giving both Jim and Adam money for their support. Neither one of them have asked for it. Very sweet. But really, I would like to take that money, some of that money, and at least for this first round of support, get Adam a gift certificate like Local Oceans or something like that. So I'm probably going to do that. I'll keep you posted, Eileen, as I chunk away at that money we approved for their support. There we go. I think that, Kevin, anything to add on the story?
No, not, I mean, Sherwin, if you want to interject, but otherwise I think that's a fair brief summary. So yes, 70% distribution, but probably 50% project wide. So there's still a lot to do, a lot of work left to do, and we're moving at, but you know, but a big part of that is the distribution system. So
One more point. I do remember last month we talked about when would we need the state to review our plans and all of that. And state design approval based on, I asked James about that, and he said that typically doesn't happen till we're at 100% design.
correct.
So not until we're at 100%. I'm pretty sure we're going to want Business Oregon to review. They will. They are required. They re required us to allow them to review 90% in their contract document. So I think as it will go, it will start with Business Oregon and FEMA and get their review first before we ever submit it to the state.
Well, just so you know, Business Oregon, they will not review the plans technically. They won't look at the design. They're not going to look at the plans. They're going to just make sure that in our front documents, we've got the legal documents that they require for the funding. So Business Oregon will be short, sweet, and not your technical design.
Got it.
FEMA might get into some technical reviews, and of course, certainly Oregon Health Authority will get into the technical reviews.
Right.
Yep. So okay,
So
so with that, there are two amendments, and and the invoices that you approved kind of went right along with the amendments, of course you got two different projects. So let's talk about the safe drinking water project first. And that is, of course, both of them are the first amendments for both projects. But on the safe drinking water amendment, it pretty simple amendment, but it was simply that we felt like as we got into the design, our scope of work did not include any geotechnical. We didn't anticipate that there'd be geotechnical needed. And but once we got into the design, Tim felt that it was important that we get Foundation to come and do some borings for us and do some soil analysis for the pipe. And so he did that. He prepared, as I stated in the note, on September 11th, he prepared an amendment. And I'm not sure if he ever sent it out or what happened, but none of you are aware of that. And so Tim proceeded to go ahead and hire the geotech. And as Teresa just mentioned, we're actually going to get their report this week on that work. So it's been work that has been done unbeknownst to you, candidly, and certainly without your formal approval. So this is really just a cleanup, and hopefully you'll approve it because we've already done it. And but we recognize it's an addition to your project. We recognize it's an expense, and I'm very conscientious of that. Yet it was something that needed to be done. And you'll find with this amendment and the other amendment, they're all geotechnical related. They're not Verdantis related. You know, we're not coming in with extra costs, except for just a little piece, but I'll address that. But otherwise, we felt like that was important. And so again, to Teresa's point, that proposal is and they gave it on they gave the FEMA project and your safe drinking water project on the same scope of work. So not to get those confused, but this one is for 30,000 and they've invoiced I think 21 because we're waiting for their report. So there'll be another invoice on that. But I present to you addendum amendment number one, if there's any discussion, but we would like that to be approved. And again, the work's candidly already been done on that, so hopefully you approve it.
So, Kevin, the only kind of discussion I would have on that is that we haven't necessarily approved Verdantis to do the construction project management. So, would these fees in this amendment basically approve that?
No, what are you saying?
So, the $162,248.
Yeah, okay. So in my summary, what I was intending is to show you that with approval of this and a projected construction cost, which could be us, could be somebody else, and that there's money in the budget to approve this. I guess I was just
Gotcha.
giving you that security that as we
Gotcha.
project forward into an addition to into another contract for construction, that there is money to pay for this amendment.
Great. Gotcha. And then the other question I had was about the safe drinking water funds. Initially, for there, we had 238,000 or 243,000 for design. So is this 396, including what we originally estimated for construction on that? I couldn't jive the 396,000 with the 243,000.
And I don't see where you've seen the 390. I don't see the 396. I don't know that number.
Oh, yeah, you do. You put it in there. Look on funding for engineering.
Okay.
So, do you see it?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yes. Sorry.
No
Okay.
worries.
Proceed. What's your question? Sorry.
So my
Yes.
question is, where did the 396 number come from?
Okay, that is, if you look at your agreement, the agreement between you and Business Oregon, you have a line item budget for 396 for engineering services. And that's between
Okay.
you, and that's why I asked last week to send me that document so I could verify that that number did exist and that's what it was. And I think Lisa or somebody sent
Yeah,
it to
Lisa
me.
sent it to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right. I was looking on other budget documents and didn't see that, so.
Yeah, that's actually in your, again, Business Oregon and your water district agreement. It's in your agreement. And
Okay.
then of course you've got the 50,000 that you got from the county. And again, that 50,000, we attributed it that to the Springs because the county was adamant that it be specific to a project,
Yeah.
right? So the work, the design work we're going to do on the Springs is won't take 50,000. But we'll attribute our time as if it was the Springs just to appease them. But of course, our engineering fee is ultimately what it is. We just broke that out because of the county.
Oh, I got it. You got it. Yep, 396 design engineering BODD. Got it.
Yeah.
Found it.
So the amendment would be for 33,578. And again, our invoice already showed the first 21,000 of that. So.
Right.
So I'll pause there for any discussion and probably an approval so we can then just do one thing at a time.
Thank you, by the way, for separating those two out in two separate emails. It made it more helpful.
I have to do it for me. So any discussions?
I haven't had a chance to even look at it. So I'm going to just defer to Teresa here, and I don't know if we need to hold off approving it before, or if
I
we.
have no other questions about it. Yeah. The work has already been done. We're not really, quote unquote, improving the construction portion of this budget with this amendment. It's a proposed cost, right? We do have the funds to cover it. Yay. So I have no issues with this amendment.
I'm just disappointed that we didn't get the original email. I mean,
For
we should have
sure.
had this conversation way before this happened, and I just I have a little issue with how things have been going since, things have been changing, so with Verdantis, and but those are my issues, so.
No, and I appreciate that, Lisa. Thank you. For whatever it's worth, whatever the problem was before Tim was leaving, like months before he was leaving. So somewhere it just slipped through the crack on him. I mean, not to throw Tim under the bus, but I don't know, because this was back in September. We are as surprised as you are that now 7 months later, we're saying, oh my gosh, we got a clean house. We got to, you know, I mean, we got to be appropriate with documenting why we're spending what we're spending. And so thus the amendment. So I don't know why Tim, why that slipped through the cracks. Tim is a great engineer, so it must have just been one of those things. I don't know. So yes, in behalf of Verdantis and Tim, I suppose, but we do apologize. And that's why we're here, because we've got to just keep everything clean with these amendments.
So, do we want to hold off till Eileen can read them?
So, I don't think we need to throw him under the bus, because I'm looking at this Verdantis Amendment number one that came to us. And so I think we all just missed it.
Oh, you did find it from Tim? Oh, good. I don't know. Oh, good. Yeah.
I didn't get it, Eileen.
Well, let me look here. Who was it sent to?
I looked
Yeah,
for that date.
Tim's pretty good at stuff like this. I'd be shocked that he didn't send it out. I think Tim then probably just didn't follow through with it, and then somewhere it was
And
lost.
maybe that's what it is here. Well, there's a lot of back and forth. Let's see, when did this finally come to us? I mean, it doesn't, you know, I mean, at this point, it really is kind of a moot point.
Well, I think you're right. I think.
January 30th.
Okay.
Yeah. So, good morning, all. Attached, please find a proposed amendment. It was sent to Lisa, Teresa, and myself. So, and it's yeah. So, anyways, you guys, it is there, but there again, I guess it doesn't really matter at this point.
Nay.
Yeah. Okay, and that's amendment number one.
Yeah, so disregard obviously that email with Tim. This is now, of course, the new, this is the one to approve, is the one today. It's the same thing, but it's just to keep things straight in our books.
Dated 9/11.
Yeah, don't, yeah, don't, yeah. Yeah, that's not, yeah, just the one I'm giving you dated May 11th, but
Okay.
it's the same thing.
Okay, got it. Okay.
But that is good to know that Tim sent it. And
Yeah.
so yeah, it is probably a moot point, but in the same token, there was that effort made to express that.
So, okay. All right. Well, there again, Teresa, if if you're comfortable with this, I will go ahead and approve this.
Board needs to vote.
Yeah. Do I need to make a motion to approve? If so, I will make a motion to approve the Verdantis Amendment number one for the some of the geotech work
For the distribution.
for the distribution.
My second.
Lisa? Yes. Eileen?
Yes.
Teresa?
Yes.
Rod?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you. So with that, Lisa, if you could sign so that we can have that in our files, and you're in your files, and send it to us if you would, please.
I will do that.
Thank you. All right. Addendum amendment number one for the FEMA project. And again, more of the same. There's two parts to this. The geotech, we did have geotechnical work in our original contract of 22,000, but found that it was not sufficient when we really dove into it. So we received an initial proposal from Foundation for 41,000, they went and did their work. And then, of course, as you know, just in the last couple of months, they've come back and said, hey, we got to do more work out there. Your tank is on some pretty treacherous land out there. So they gave us another proposal. And it is those two proposals, or the cost difference of the first one, and then the new proposal, which is part of this amendment for that geotechnical work. Secondly, is environmental work is required, and we did have in our contract that we would have $13,000 to correspond with, to coordinate with an environmental person. And it was in our contract that the district and the project would then go retain an environmental person to go do the environmental work. Well, in the last year since we've done this, we do have, because of Verdantis, we have the ability to do that work now in-house. And so we are proposing to do that work in-house as opposed to having somebody else do it. The coordination and such would be much, much more expedited. And obviously, there's now a $13,000 credit to apply to that, to what our proposal is to do the environmental work. And that cost, we're doing one for the city of Elkton, we're doing others. To do that environmental work is pretty standard, and it's not, it's just an involved process, and it takes time to put all that together. So with that, we are proposing to do the environmental work now in-house. So that is a proposal in there. And so in the amendment that I prepared, and to beat Teresa to any questions she might have now, because I did provide these little tables. And the intent of the tables was just simply to say, here's our original, here's the proposed, here's how I propose that FEMA funds these changes. And again, we know that the geotechnical is far more than we had anticipated, which is unfortunate. It's just one of those things. And there is budget, what I'm trying to present in those tables. The first table is simply a summary of where the FEMA money might come from, the actual line item. The table below is the actual spreadsheet from FEMA. So there's been That is from Shannon. That is the table. That's where the funding is and what the project cost is. So I just copied those numbers, put them into my table, and simply to show you that there, at the end of the day, we would have a contingency difference balance of about $54,000 after these changes. So again, these changes are not Verdantis. They're not us coming in with things we didn't anticipate, as much as it's just that cotton picking underneath the ground that we can't see type work that we need to have foundation come and do that work for us. So, with that said, and the table again, trying to summarize, not just to come in and say, hey, approve some extra cost, but how does this fit into all the budget? And so that's what I've tried to represent, is how that can fit. And again, the geotech is more than we had hoped. Your tank side is different than what we had hoped. And so ultimately, we're consuming the FEMA funds. And if you recall, dang, about a year ago, we worked with Shannon. I worked with Shannon and got this project, thank goodness, another $600,000+ for the project. So we'll likely have to go back and do that again. I don't know if they will be as agreeable the second time.
I've
But
started
I
that
thought,
dialogue, Kevin.
what's that?
I've started that dialogue with Shannon already.
Okay, great. So I hope that works. So whatever
We don't know
support we
how
can give
much.
you.
That's my kind of like hiccup. I don't really know how much to ask for.
Well, we don't until we get the tank stuff back. Yeah, once we get the tank, then we'll have some legitimate costs. So yeah, and nothing works fast with FEMA anyway. I didn't realize you started that with Shannon. Kudos to you. Great. So, but even then, the 600,000 I got for you a year ago, or I got for Shannon, and we worked together. But I thought I was high. Turns out I wasn't high enough. So anyway, there's now this amendment for the board. Any questions, discussions, Teresa in
Yeah,
particular?
so I'm going to make this little brief. I don't think we can approve this right now. Mostly because I recently got the spreadsheet from Shannon on our budget, and your numbers and my numbers don't match. So I'm
What
going to
numbers do you
send
have?
you the spreadsheet I have from Shannon, and if you can just update the amendment document so that they match, then I'll be comfortable. But with them not matching, I'm not comfortable. Like in the spreadsheet that I have, we actually have 75,000 for environmental review, and I don't think you there's a number of things that are different in ours versus yours. So
So, and you got that from Shannon?
I got that from Shannon.
Interesting, because what I presented is I wanted just like I got from you your agreement with Business Work, and I sent this to Shannon last week. Say, Shannon, is this the latest and greatest? He says yes.
Ah,
So.
so I'll copy Shannon on the one that I have. Now, the bottom line number is the same, 22,196,545.99, but the buckets are different.
You said, what was the bottom line?
Bottom line was $2,196,545
Oh.
dollars and 99 cents. 99 cents. I feel like I'm at Walmart.
Well, and I complained about that 99 cents, but
I
Shannon was
know.
adamant. Nevertheless. Okay. I can do that,
Yeah, I just want to. I just
whatever it
need
is.
to, numbers.
Well, and everything needs to be consistent. And that's why part of this
Right.
is to document, because there was a lot of tables floating around. That's why I said, Shannon, is this the one we're
Yeah,
dealing with?
sure. No, great. So let's just, we can, I don't think there'll be any issue approving once the numbers are aligned, but I need, and Eileen needs figures that match. So your amendment document currently doesn't match what I have. I might have it wrong, so
Well,
let's
and
get
the
it
only
all right.
difference is what is the FEMA budget for those line items? So in concept, sounds like you agree with the amendment. So
Right.
can we approve it contingent on just
That's
changing
a
that
good
out?
question. That's a fair question.
That way we don't have to come back to another board meeting, because we got to get foundation paid and all that good stuff. So if we could approve it on the condition that we just straighten up that one budget page, that would be
I
great.
say no, because I need to see. Sorry.
That's okay, Lisa.
I prefer to see the numbers. I mean, I'm just that way.
Well, so if I could just give a retort, if you don't mind, I think the
No, I don't mind at
numbers,
all, Kevin.
if environmental, where are we looking at? So environmental showed 75,000 apparently on what Teresa had. It shows 30,000 on what I've got. In either case, I think you're going to find that there's probably just some shuffling. And the numbers aren't going to really change. Again, the bottom line is the 2.1 million. The proposed changes is still the 115,000. There's nothing substantial other than that we know that it can be funded through the FEMA funds.
Correct, but my accounting background does not like that, so I can't do it.
So would we need to wait for another month?
No. We're actually meeting next Tuesday for our
Tuesday.
budget meeting. We could certainly throw this into that and do a
Okay.
quick approval.
That'd be great. Thank
Would
you.
that work? Would that work for everybody? I'm sorry, I shouldn't just say that. Would that work?
Worked for me.
Lisa?
Lisa? Yes.
Okay. Okay. And
And
then we can.
that's next Tuesday.
Yeah, the 19th.
So on a very personal note, Teresa, send that email fast,
Oh,
because
I'll send it tonight.
I'm going on vacation Thursday, Friday, Monday.
I'll send
So,
it tonight. I'll send it tonight.
and whether Shannon responds by then, I don't know.
He's pretty responsive, so.
But
And I'm sure you'll tell him, hey, or you'll call him.
exactly. So, all right. Well, thank you. So, I appreciate the discussion. And yeah, so new FEMA table. So, do we want to put a wager who's right? I mean, do we want to make a bet, Teresa, by any chance? Anything? Okay,
Teresa, you're on mute.
she's nervous. She didn't want to make a wager after all.
No,
I'm
no,
teasing.
no. I have no problem being wrong. So you want to be
Well,
right?
and nor do I. Apparently,
Yes.
the wrong person is Shannon. So. So we'll figure that out.
Yep.
All right. Well, thank you. That's all I've got tonight. We love working with you. We enjoy it. We appreciate it. And Lisa, to your earlier point, though, again, any inefficiencies from the changes and such, we certainly apologize. But hopefully, it's been now a couple of months, and hopefully, you've seen that James has been on top of things. We're trying to be on top of things with these amendments. Sherwin's here, which will help provide some of that local consistency. So hopefully you're seeing things much better, because I tell you, a couple of months ago, we were all scrambling. I mean, Tim was a loss, but Tim's moved on. In fact, I talked to Tim just today. He's doing great. He's a good friend. He'll be a dear friend the rest of my life. I love Tim. But yeah, so hopefully you're okay with everything. I thought, again, Friday's meeting was great. Gave you a chance to interact with James. He's a great engineer, and you're in good hands. So thank you for your patience and your help this project.
Thanks, Kevin.
Do you need me and Sherwin to stay online for any reason? Unless Sherwin is bored, he can stay on, but me, I got other things to do.
Thanks, Kevin.
Well, I
Appreciate
never
it.
get bored. But if I am here in the local office, if people have, get some heartburn, particularly about something, Kevin is deeply involved with the budget and understands the financials of this. If there does come up to be some questions where you'd like some clarification on some of the engineering decision making that's going on, it'd be my honor to continue to I'm here at your disposal. So please don't hesitate to give me a call.
Thanks, Sherwin. And Kevin, thanks
Thank
so
you.
much. I think you did a great job trying to straighten all that out. And clearly, we didn't really have too many questions with the first one.
Yeah, we well, I appreciate that. And you're a lot of fun to work with. So I appreciate that. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good evening.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.
Good evening.
Good night.
Before we move on, I have a question, and I think maybe Beth can answer it. Regarding the gift certificate for LocalOcean, I think that's a great idea, but that might be considered a gift instead of a payment for
For
volunteer,
services.
services. And I don't know how that, in
Okay.
my world, a public official cannot get so much money as considered a gift, like a gift certificate or whatever. And so I'm under these strict laws, and I don't have any idea if the I can't remember his name, if that's the same for
Adam.
him. Adam is under the same restrictions as I am as a state employee. So I don't know. I'm just throwing it
You
out
know,
there.
here's the thing, Lisa. If you all are okay with me doing it, I'm sure Adam will just return it to us if he can't accept that, right?
Okay. I
I,
just want.
yeah, I can't imagine that he can accept it, because he's not representing himself as a government official. He's
No, he's an employee of Seal Rock Water District.
right, but he's
So
not.
it would only be employee stuff, it wouldn't
Yeah,
be, he's
I
not
know.
a public official.
Yeah, no, that's a good thought, Lisa. So, but
So yeah, I think it's a great idea. So
okay.
I want to make sure that we're doing everything
I haven't figured
correct.
out what we're going to do for Jim yet. Adam was an easy one because he's local. Jim's down in, Grants Pass, so we'll need to figure something out there.
Just a quick comment on this other addendum is, he's put some numbers in here for the environmental work, which I guess we need to make sure that, we want to go along with that as well. So,
Well, that's what's already there. Let me look at that.
yeah.
Hold on a second.
Well, hiring them instead of hiring somebody else, I guess, what
Right.
Eileen was
Yeah.
asking. I mean,
But looking at his let me I gotta open it again because I closed it.
I mean, I can understand the reasoning for using them. It certainly would streamline things.
For we have 75,000 in the FEMA budget for environmental. So I don't
Well,
know where he got this 13,744.
this
Because my spreadsheet shows 75,000.
is original FEMA designs.
Yeah, honey. This is the approved budget for FEMA. So that's why we'll straighten that out. But even so, if he's proposing the 50K, we had 75 in the budget for it. Now, what's weird with his little thing, so geotechnical, he's got 23,000 and then he's got another 39,000, so I don't know what that is.
Additional tank.
The additional tank exploration.
Yeah, so what I mean, what's the see the line item that just says geotechnical, 23,000 proposed changes? What's the difference between the two? I mean, why wouldn't that be one number? What's this number for?
I don't know.
Well, that's my point. I don't know what the 23,000 is
That's an
for.
additional tank.
Well, thanks, hon. I mean, I don't know if that's I don't know what that is. So I would have a question regarding that number as well. Now, granted, this is going on. These numbers are not Civil West's numbers, because the 49,000 is because he said they can do the environmental now, and the 4,000 is, but the 23 and the 39, those are foundation engineering numbers. So, I don't really expect them to change, but I don't know why there's two.
Okay. Well,
When we straighten out this spreadsheet thing, I'll get clarification on it.
okay. All right.
Yes, thank you. You bet.
So,
Very much.
and then just one other thing on this, if the on these, well, you know what, Teresa, if you're gonna try to straighten things out, maybe I can just wait. I just, he was talking about this balance remaining in contingency of $54,000, and
Yeah,
so
you know what? When we get the spreadsheet from FEMA, I'll send it out to everyone so you can all see it. Because we actually had a cost to estimate within the 2.1 million, 153,000, that's miscellaneous. It's not on Kevin's stuff. It's
okay.
on the spreadsheet I have from FEMA. Well, not from
Okay.
FEMA, but from OEM.
Okay. Yeah,
So,
there's.
that's why I'm like, I gotta see apples to apples when it comes to numbers. And so I want them straightened out so that the spreadsheet that I have compares with what he's saying, and then I'll be okay. And I'll be okay as far as it looks like it's all within the current budget. And we do know, and I do want to start, I'll refresh and have another dialogue with Shannon about. I'll tell you what I did. I said, Shannon, we're going to need more money. And he's like, well, we have more money. And I said, well, I wouldn't be surprised if we need 500,000. Now I'm kind of wondering if that's would be enough, honestly. But his response was, well, do you want me to ask for that? So I was really happy with that kind of a response instead of, in your dreams. But so then I hesitated because I'm like, no, because I don't want to say, oh, I want 500 and then come back and say, oh, I need another 500. I want to have some foundation for the request versus, my gut feel that we're going to need another $1 million for this project.
Well, but at least we're looking at that money from FEMA and not Business Oregon.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's great, right? So I
Yeah,
agree.
at least we're not sitting here wondering how we're going to get it out of both of them.
Yes.
So, and
Yep.
so anyways,
So
okay.
obviously we have some balls in the air. And I was like I said, I was pleased. I did pull out of James that he's actually gonna talk. He won't have the actual report on their last boring that they did for the tank, but they're gonna have that dialogue. Initially, he told me he was meeting them with them about the report for the distribution system. And I'm like, well, so what? I
Okay.
want to know about the tank. So I'll be James, I'm really very pleased with him in terms of his responsiveness and thoroughness, detail orientation. So I know he'll update me most likely Friday, if not Friday, Monday.
Okay, well, good, good.
Yep.
All right, well, thank you, Teresa, for handling all this.
Hey, I want to, before we go off this subject, give kudos to Beth because I mean, she came in there with a red line document telling them all the stuff they're missing. She walked, her and Rod and Craig walked the springs with James Friday. I mean, honestly, there's no way. They said, "Where's, do you have some red lines?" And I'm laughing because I'm like, "Well, I looked at the document." But Beth did. So, I just want to publicly say thank you to Beth because she's still working hard for this water district.
Thank you, Beth.
Yes, thank you, Beth. You're welcome. Well, I'm actually glad that Teresa has invited me to do this because it kind of, hurt my feelings that they missed a third of those our meters that were in our system, and I worked so hard to get those in.
Right?
Spoken like a true meter queen.
Yep.
I may have misspoke too, Beth. I told James that you were a part-time commissioner.
Well, I'd say almost full time at this point.
Update
I have after last week is almost full time, but yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
So there we go.
and before I am meeting when I'm not away, I am meeting with Business Oregon, I think every other week about any issues that they may have. And I did give them the contracts for or the they wanted the contracts, the grant contracts for FEMA, and so I did that
Right.
and they got them. So I missed the first meeting because I was in Salem, and I think I will be for the next one. So I will let you guys know as soon as the meeting's over with what we discuss. Teresa's been invited to the meetings. I don't expect her to come, but I will take notes. And Kevin's going to be there, and I don't know who else is on the list.
I'm invited too, Lisa.
Okay. So yeah. So just to let that that's happening, so that they know. And supposedly, it's still that first cost share is supposedly with in their contracting department for the grant, but they want a hard, fast FEMA amount before they start
Yeah,
working on
sure.
the FEMA
Cost
grant
share.
for the cost share. So.
Yeah. No, I mean that's awesome. I mean it's pretty amazing that there's a grant out there for this cost share. So, Adam brought that up at the review meeting too. So, I mean, it's amazing. It's awesome.
It really is.
I'm assuming we're still just kind of on hold with the whole bridge loan issue until we get 100%. Is it the 100% design? Is that what we're waiting for?
Well, we're waiting for bid documents, actually, Eileen. We don't know until we get a actual construction contractor what kind of funding schedule they're gonna need.
Okay.
We don't know if we have to do 50% up front or what. So until we actually have a contractor, we're not gonna really have enough data to seek that bridge loan.
Okay, so we're still at least a couple months out on this.
We're probably so we're 2 months out on design if we're lucky.
90%.
And
90%.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just
Okay.
saying it's hard without the tank information yet. You know, we really now James will start working on it, and he told me he will start working on whatever comes out of this discussion Friday. So, you know, that moves us forward. And he had put, and you'll see it in the agenda document, he had put, I have to look at it and read it verbatim from a timeline perspective. Doo, 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 doo. Yeah. Revisions and search kind are expected to be ready for regulatory review mid to late June. That was you know, a real step for him to say that. And he qualified it with it will get updated, the timeline will get updated after his meeting with Foundation Engineering. So, you know, you get then they've got to prepare the bid documents. You know, that takes a while, at least a couple weeks, right? Bid documents go out, and then you know you got to get bids from the contractors. So, you
Right.
know, I think we're a good 3 to 4 months out before we have, you know, if we're lucky, any
Yeah.
kind of, because the other problem is now we're on a different time schedule. Before we were hoping to go out to bid in February when everyone's looking for work. They're not looking for work right now, because they've already got their work year planned at this point.
2028 is going to be on us before we know it,
That's
Teresa.
why I said, that's why I'm pushing for getting this foundation engineering report so we can get cranking.
Yeah, because
Now, I
it's.
am pretty excited, and I am very hopeful that Jim Osborne's company will bid the distribution piping.
Yeah.
So that'll be awesome if they do that. He's You know, because he'd be right there to encourage them to get that bid
Yeah.
in.
Yeah. And that's another conversation that we all need to have too, is on this piping. And it's,
Yeah.
we need to make, we make.
Read the emails first, and then yeah, we'll have that conversation. And I maybe it's so what I committed, James actually asked me, because preparing the bid documents, he wanted to have that defined. I'll go back and what we had. What was proposed, and you'll also see that in the agenda, what was proposed is that you just leave it open to the contractor to bid either the HDPE or the C900. And that's kind of interesting. Then it's kind of leaves it up to them to make the most, what they would consider the most cost effective, you know, option. So you'll look, see that in the agenda. You'll see, you've seen Jim's stuff, you'll see the stuff from Ferguson now. I already know where I'm leaning, obviously, because I've read all this stuff. Rod has too. And we might call a special meeting just to make that decision, because I committed to James that not next week, but ne the following Tuesday, actually, a budget committee date. I gave him that day, I don't know why, but I gave him that day is when we would give him a decision on the pipe. Now, we might give him the decision of we want the contractor to just bid whatever. That's an option.
Yeah, that's an option, is to have him bid it. Well, we could have him bid it both ways, Teresa.
I told him I wanted, so James is committed to give us a cost analysis both ways, you know, C900 only, HDPE only, and or a mixture. Where like the mains would be HDPE and the distribution system, secondary lines would be C900.
Okay.
So we'll see what
Okay.
they come back with.
Yeah, that'd be
He's
nice.
committed to give us that by Friday.
Okay, well, good, good. All right.
Good. And I want to say thank you to Teresa and Rod for figuring out the pipes, because I had no clue that there was a, you know, I've learned a lot. So
We
thank
would have
you.
been at a loss too, Lisa, but Jim Osborne was the one that brought it up, you know, from the operations perspective. And so that's exactly what we wanted him to do for us during design review, and he's doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Well,
the
thank
interesting
you.
thing, maybe you don't know, but Jim has installed both C900 and HDPE. So, and that you have to be state
Certified.
certified to install HDPE.
Yeah.
So he's got experience with both.
Yeah.
All right. Did we exhaust that one?
What's next?
So we're any more questions on any of this? So, okay, I'm going to go to the reminder. There's a budget meeting next Tuesday at 6 p.m. Community infrastructure meeting dates, we don't have those yet because we're not at that point yet, and we don't want to have a meeting without at least, I think, 90%, correct? So we don't know when that meeting's going to happen, probably 2 3 months down the line.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
And what you mean by community infrastructure meeting dates, is that just communications to the community about the project?
The open house that we were going to have.
Yeah, okay.
I
I
assume that's
just,
what that was for.
I just kind of threw that into the agenda.
Yeah, I think if we do project open house, that'll maybe make it a little clearer on future agenda items.
Oh, okay. All right.
There are no ordinances or resolutions. Public comments. Beth.
Nothing more.
No, really?
Oh,
Okay,
good. Yeah.
I'm going to
Both
thank you again for all the work that you did, because I obviously don't have the time or know the knowledge that you know. So I really appreciate the fact that you are still very actively involved in this, and we're just so grateful. So thank you.
well.
And the budget too, because I know you and Eileen are going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. So,
Back and forth, back and forth.
yeah.
We're getting it.
Yay.
Are there any more member public comments? Are there any board member comments?
I just have a question for Rod. Did
Yes.
you see my email?
I did. I responded. I told him to order the meter combo.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Thanks for ordering them.
Yep.
If no one objects, I'm going to stop recording at 7:08.